next door. You're letting out all the carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Marty's Garage.
Hey, hello there. This is Dave here at Marty's Garage, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. It's pretty cool that people like the same shit that I do, and it is shit, isn't it? But last week I did a song. I mean, I did a show where I played the songs that I liked last year, and I said that this week I might do like a add-on to that, but I kind of decided against that. But here's a band that I should have played, but I didn't play. They're called The Attacks. The album's called Strikes Back, and the song is Baby Baby.
Thank you.
You know, you can just hear that Billy Childish family theme to songs when certain bands are played. That's Holly Golightly with Box Elder from her singles roundup. Not sure which one an album came originally from. A band called Junior Varsity before that. They're from Texas. It came out in the year 2000. Album's called Bam Bam Bam, and that was My Boyfriend. And we start off with The Attacks with Baby Baby. And, you know, they're from Denmark, yeah. I think I could start every week's show with that. I'll get rid of my theme and start that with that show, man. That song, what a kick-ass song. This is Mighty's Garage. My name's Dave, and I'm going to play. Here's an album I didn't play. This is good stuff. They're from Cincinnati and came out last year. Probably should have included this somewhere. Just sort of fact that they're from Cincinnati. They're called Bummer's Eve, and this song is called Butterface. Hey, they're called the Green Bananas. The song's The Ape, and they are from Sydney, Australia. And wow, good stuff. Here's a band. You can find that on Bandcamp. Came out earlier in the year, early last year. Here's a band called The Atomics, and I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is a gimmick or a real band or what. But anyway, on their YouTube page are two brothers and two girls, they're sisters, and one boy, brothers. They're all real young, check this song out. It probably don't fit here, but it's getting played here. Song's called Valaz Boss.
Baby, do you wanna take me on? Do you? I'm not doing this for the money. Mr. Haley, I'm doing this to express myself. I'm going to be the voice of my generation.
I dig.
That band's called The No Talents. It's from their debut album, came out in 1996. That song, what was it? Guess what it was? My Baby's a Midget was the name of that song. And they are from France. Later they signed with Estrus Records. They put a, came out, I think their last record was 99. Before that was Lemmy with a new thing. Well, not a new thing, but a new release. It is... it's called Born to Lose, Live to Win. Is that right? It's a covers thing. It's got about five or six covers EP. And that was Queen's Tie Your Mother Down by Lemmy himself. And we start off with The Atomics with Vlas Voss. What'd you think? Does it belong here? I'm a sucker for glam, and that's pretty close. This came out last year. So the album, the band's called The Come and Go, and the album's Tumbling Heights. And I always like these guys, and this album's a little bit out there, a little raw, but it's good. This song's called David Briggs Talks.
David Briggs and How to Make Records. I can teach you everything I know in an hour. Everything. That's how simple it is to make records. Nowadays, buddy, the technician is in control of the medium. They try to make out like it's black magic or flying a spaceship. I can teach anybody on this planet how to fly a spaceship. If you look at the motor console, maybe 30 knots. High frequency, low frequency, mid frequency, all notches, tiny, tiny, tiny little degrees. And it's all bullshit. All this stuff doesn't matter. Just ignore it, all of it. All the modern consoles, they're all made by hacks. They're not worth a shit, they sound terrible. None of it touches the old chip stuff, like the grim old managers. You have two toy controls. I am low man, I'm a pen now. And it's rock and roll. The more you think, the more you stink. It's very easy for people to forget about rock and roll movies. I'm 47 years old, and I grew up in Wyoming. And I steal cars and drove 500 miles to watch Little Richard. And I wanna tell you something. When I saw this nigger come out in a ghost suit, fucking hell fly, and leap up on stage and come down on his piano, banging and going fucking nuts in Salt Lake City, I went, hey man, I wanna be like him. This is what I want.
It's like rain, rain, wind, fire. It's elemental. It's something you know, that's the world.
I ride an old paint gun.
is... Whoops. That is, Those Poor Bastards. The song was No Light. That's a long, long song, at least for my show. It came from Sing It Ugly, the album that came out earlier this year. They also put another album out this year. You can find them both on Bandcamp. Before that was a band called YVY. The song was Close to Me, and it's on Bang Bang Records. And they put out a comp. You can find it on Bandcamp. It's called Garage in My Living Room. And it's got 23 European garage bands. And, of course, it's got also in there the great King Automatic. I'm a little lost here. But, okay, yeah. The Come and Go before that with David Briggs Talks from their Tumbling Heights LP that came out on Voodoo Rhythm Records. It's their first record in 8 years, and it's just raw, ugly, and I absolutely love it. Yes. This is Marty's Garage here, and I want to thank everybody for listening. I still got more of the show. What am I talking about? Anyway, I do want to thank Peter Frank. He sent me a contribution in, $15, man. I tell you what, I appreciate it, and I really don't ask people to do it. And people come through for me every once in a while. I got a contribution from the kitchen earlier in the year, a couple months ago, and I never got to thank them because I kind of went offline for a month or two. And you guys, I know you listen, and I want to thank you. Next up is a Beach Slang. You remember those guys? They put out an album last year. Everybody loved them. I didn't really. I was okay on it, but supposedly they put on great live shows. And they have a new EP coming out. It's all covers. And this is advance of it. This is a cover of the Adverts Bored Teenagers.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess something was wrong with my mic. I hope I'm sure I didn't fix it, but show's almost over, so screw it. That was Gina and the Goons with "I Love Florida" or "I Love FLA." It's from their "Push Your Luck" EP, and always something good from Gino. Stiff Little Fingers with "At the Edge." It's as a live version. You know, I had two versions. I had the live, and I had the one from their album, and I played that one. It's one of my favorite bands ever, and I saw a video that somebody posted on Facebook of that song, and it just got me going. And we start off with Beach Slang with cover of Advert's "Bored Teenagers." Here is, I'm pretty excited about this, here's a new band called The Spookies, and the song's called "I Fell Asleep." I'm sorry, baby, I fell asleep. It's on Goodbye Goozer, Goodbye Boozy Records, and it has a host of people on it that are, it's got two former members of the Mojomatics, David Zolli and Matt Borden, and it's got Bobby Pantachrist Butler and David Jorgensen make up The Spookies.
Champion and get it goes. And I fell asleep.
I'm so sorry, baby.
Last night.
just stand there, baby. Come over here and kiss me.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm not even going to check. That was the Gorgor Girls with Please Don't Stand There from their 2001 Patty Duke EP. And before that was Johnny and the Man Kids with a song called Back Around. It's from an LP called The Spaghetti Boys and the Man Kids. Johnny and the Man Kids. And it's an LP called The Spaghetti Boys. They're from Buffalo, New York. And check it out on the Bandcamp. Hey Lover before that with I've Got a Car from their Sinking Ship Chips LP. And I absolutely love this band. I mean, talk about what writing a pop tune. They're from, I think they're from Oregon. I don't really remember, but it's a good record. I just wish it was a great record, which it is. It came out last year, or 2016. The Spookies with Sorry Babe, I Fell Asleep. Yes, I did. Hey, this has been Marty's Garage. Thank you for listening, and sorry about the little mic problem here at the end, but I hope I get it fixed by next week. Email me at marty63@gmail.com. And I appreciate everybody that emails me and communicates. I got a bunch of emails, and I just been a mess with the holidays and everything. Anyway, I'm gonna leave it tonight with Cocksucker Blues, the Rolling Stones cover or song covered by Daddy Long Legs, and that's the concert of the year that I missed. Damn. Hey, thanks for listening. See you guys. Bye.
I'm alone, lonesome schoolboy, and I just came into town. I'm alone, lonesome schoolboy, and I just came into town.
Stop!